So when I was looking to transfer, it was a lot of one-on-one, and it didn't feel like I got lost in a huge university because I knew that if I came here, there was going to be someone I could talk to about every aspect of the courses I needed to take, but also too, I loved the smaller classroom sizes, and I liked how interactive and immersive all of the learning was going to be. It wasn't just going to be me sitting in a room with a couple hundred people and a professor who didn't know my name.
To find out more about transferring to William Peace University, visit peace.edu.
Welcome to the WREL Daily Download. I'm Amanda Lamb. In today's deep dive conversation, we're talking with WREL's hidden history reporter, Heather Leah, as we continue following the Underground Railroad series across North Carolina in honor of Black History Month. Now, today, we're visiting a commonly used Freedom Road, a 200-year-old aqueduct built using enslaved labor that actually helped freedom seekers escape, and a historic jail that stands as evidence that not all of these journeys ended happily. Heather, welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
So these are the places in the state where you can literally walk in the footsteps of the Underground Railroad to get a better understanding of how the freedom seekers survived their journey. And today we're talking about Halifax, which is a very specific area. First of all, tell me where Halifax is in the state, and then if you could explain why certain parts of the state were more ideal stations for the Underground Railroad than others.
Yeah, so Halifax is, it's probably like an hour and 15-minute drive from the Triangle, heading towards the coast. It's up closer to Virginia. It's by the Roanoke River and by Roanoke Rapids, that area. So a big reason that it was a very prominent stop on the Underground Railroad is its location. Places that were near rivers and several of the important rivers in North Carolina, they were referred to as freedom roads because they actually would help freedom seekers get to freedom. They might ride up the river or just follow the river or just be a source of water, kind of a virtual map leading them north to where they want to go. So these rivers were very important. And a big reason that Halifax was such an important stop was the Roanoke River. The other things that really played a role in if a certain part of North Carolina would be important to the Underground Railroad would be if there were populations there that were supportive of the Underground Railroad. So anywhere you see a high population of Friends or Quakers, as they're more commonly known today, I think, that area very likely played a role in the Underground Railroad. Also, Halifax had a much higher population than average of free Black families, and so many of them would be willing to help be a station on the Underground Railroad. So all of that sort of comes together to make it sort of a place where freedom seekers would aim to get to.
Right, because there were people there who were sympathetic and supportive and were willing to help, and that's what they were hoping for. So Halifax is unique. It has several places directly connected to the Underground Railroad. Tell me about these places and how they connect to Halifax.
Yeah, so, well, first of all, obviously there's the Roanoke River, which I just spoke about, and there are stories of people who were trying to escape, who crossed that river with these churning waves in the middle of like a lightning storm. That's a place where you can go. And when you're standing and looking at that river, you can imagine, you know, that at some point in history, there were people who were desperate for freedom, who were willing to wade through it, to cross it, even in the most dangerous of conditions.
To risk that.
To risk that. Yeah, it tells you a lot about, well, how important freedom is. Also, in Halifax, there are some other places where you can really get a sense and put your hands on tangible history. There is that 200-year-old aqueduct that we mentioned earlier. It is quite a grand thing to see. Its stonework is incredible. It's huge. It's in the middle of the woods off a trail, so you can visit it. That was built using enslaved labor, but later was then used to help people escape slavery because the people working on that were willing to help people who were coming through and hide them and give them resources. Another thing that's in that area is this jail. It was built in the 1830s, And it's a kind of a reminder of that these journeys didn't always end in freedom.
Right. I mean, so basically the jail was a place where the freedom seekers would go if they got captured along their journey on the Underground Railroad, and they would be in that jail waiting for punishment. So it's kind of this juxtaposition, if you will, of this place that led to freedom, but also a place where freedom ended for some people, or the pursuit of freedom ended. Tell me about your visit. I know you recently went there.
Yeah. So, you know, I've actually been to Halifax a few times to really take in all this history. There is so much that you can see there. I did visit the aqueduct. It was breathtaking to look at. You can put your hands on it and just touch a piece of history that, you know, when we're talking about the Underground Railroad, and we've talked about this in previous podcasts about the same subject, there's not a lot of history remaining because it was so secretive, it was so dangerous, it was so covert. And so even back then, people wouldn't be able to trace or follow the Underground Railroad, who they didn't want to be able to follow it. It was really built for the people, you know, with secret codes and things that needed to follow it and needed to know where the next stop was. In fact, many times, one stop on the Underground Railroad wouldn't know where the next station was, so that if they were caught, the whole system wouldn't
fall apart.
Would fall apart. So you really can touch history there. I also walked around in the jail. You can go inside it. This is part of what's really interesting about Halifax. You can walk on a trail down to the river. There are things there that they've posted called runaway ads. And these were the actual ads that they ran in the newspaper when somebody wanted to find a freedom seeker that had escaped from their plantation. And these ads are absolutely unreal to read. You know, they'll simultaneously describe the brightness of the smile of a freedom seeker and then say they've been beaten horribly and they've got scars on their back from all the beatings we've given them. So it gives you a tangible
reminder
of the
tragedy that a lot of people who were enslaved went through.
Yeah.
And I think, like you mentioned touching, I just think going to a place gives you such a sense of what happened there if you know the history and you go to it. So I applaud you for consistently doing that, because I think it really makes a big difference in how we cover these stories. Well, we will be right back after the break with more from Heather Leah about the Underground Railroad Trail and where it leads.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the WREL Daily Download. I'm talking with Hidden History reporter Heather Leah about the Underground Railroad Trail in Halifax County. So that leads to Freedom Road, the Roanoke River. Tell me about the trail. And also, we talked in the first half about these runaway ads. Where can somebody see them? Are they in a museum? You know, are they in the library?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of the things that Halifax has done that I think makes it a really unique place to visit when it comes to learning about the Underground Railroad, as well as they've got a lot of revolutionary history as well, is that they've made it pretty interactive. So you can walk down the trail. It's called the Underground Railroad Trail, and it leads to the Roanoke River. And so as you're walking down this trail through the woods, and I spoke to a historian there who took me down this trail, and she told me, she can almost, like, see, when she thinks about it, she can almost envision freedom seekers hiding in those woods, because they would have been hiding in those woods right by the river waiting for their chance to cross. So you can walk through those woods today, down that trail to that river where that led so many to freedom. And there's, I'm getting chill bumps talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, you're giving them to me too. So you did this. You recently went there.
Yes, I did. And the ads, they've put them on that trail. So you can walk down the trail and they've set them up so that you can read them along the way. And it really juxtaposes that history of trying to get to freedom with seeing the people who were trying to prevent you from getting to freedom, what they were saying about you.
So it gives you a real actual sense of the history and the tragedy that occurred there. So you talked a little bit about the aqueduct, and that, I think, you know, reflecting back to some of the other podcasts we've done on this topic, there were enslaved people working on the aqueduct to build it. But then there was also this network of people that might be helping them to get down that road to freedom. So it's kind of an interesting juxtaposition there as well.
Yeah. You know, we talked about this during our Dismal Swamp podcast. It was a very similar setup. There was enslaved labor working on a canal right outside the swamp. And because of that, these dozens to hundreds of enslaved individuals working there every day got really familiar with the swamp, got really familiar with the area. Well, this was very similar in Halifax, right? You've got a similar setup where you've got dozens to hundreds of enslaved individuals working there every day for years, getting really familiar with the woods, with the good hiding places, with how you can get to the river safely, with when's there going to be a rotation of people trying to follow and capture freedom seekers? When is a safe time to come through? So a lot of times, again, when we talk about where was the Underground Railroad more prevalent, it was in places like this where you could find that help and that guidance.
You said you've been there a couple times. Is it different every time? Did you feel or see something different this time that you hadn't seen in other visits?
Yeah. You know, last time the focus was really, I was looking at the aqueduct, and that is in a somewhat separate area. You know, I think you need to drive to get to the aqueduct part, but that you hike on a trail in the woods, and it's huge. I can't express how big it is. And you can, and they've got a little place where you can walk off into the woods and have a viewing area so you can really see the whole thing. You also can walk over top of it so you can see it from afar and walk on it and touch it. And so a lot of my focus was on that last time I went. And this time my focus was more on the jail and walking around inside. You can go in the cells. You can really see where these journeys to freedom ended in some cases. Very tragically, you could be punished. I mean, and this really expresses the depth of their desire for freedom. You could be tortured, not just, I say just beaten. That's horrible too, but worse. You could be tortured. They could remove parts of your body. You know, they could cut off your ear, cut off your fingers.
So something really worse than death.
That's what they were aiming for. That's what they were aiming for. So this time, last time, I think the focus I had was more on the good stories of making to freedom and that like, oh, they made it. This time, the focus was more on looking at that not every story ended happily. And that's important to look at, too, to understand
the reality of that.
Yeah, that there was a big risk. And not everybody. I spoke to a historian who's an expert in this, and she told me things that shocked me. Not everybody went for freedom. There were people who were enslaved that they knew they couldn't make it. You know, if you were, say a woman, say you're in your 50s or 60s, say you've got a bad back or a bad knee, you had to travel about 20 miles every night
to survive.
To make it to freedom. I don't think I could travel 20 miles in a night, even right now. So there were people who, this was a risk.
They weighed the risk.
Yeah.
And also, who would they have to leave behind? I'm sure was a big part of that. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Well, are there other places people can go? I know this is your wheelhouse, but for people who don't know a lot about the Underground Railroad or want to know more, where are some other places they can go?
Yeah, so there are several places that are on the Underground Railroad Network to Freedom across North Carolina. That means they've been officially designated as a historic landmark for the Underground Railroad. So obviously you can go to Halifax. There's the aqueduct. There's the jail. There's the Underground Railroad Trail. You can also go to the Pasquotank River. You can go to Snow Camp. If you go to Snow Camp and also Guilford County, that part of North Carolina, there's actually an entire community, this colonial community of these old wooden structures sitting on these crumbling stone foundations. And you can actually walk around inside buildings from the 1700s and 1800s. And this was a stop on the Underground Railroad. There's a school you can go inside. You can see some of the original Quaker meeting houses and walk around and really get a sense of kind of stepping back in time, because they've saved those buildings from so long ago. So Snow Camp. And then in Guilford County, there's a tree. It's called the Underground Railroad Tree.
Yes, we've talked about that.
Oh,
yes.
It's part of an old growth forest that hasn't been disturbed. And this tree is massive. And they have documentation that this tree would have been standing in that patch of woods, and that is a place where freedom seekers definitively hid, and students of the school, which is now Guilford College, but it wasn't Guilford College at the time, it was growing into that, but students would bring the people hiding in those woods food, clothes, blankets.
There's so much significance in that. Yeah, that's got to be powerful. Well, thanks, Heather, for another fascinating look at this very important North Carolina history. And you can find this story and other stories about the Underground Railroad on WREL.com. Just search Black History Month. And thank you for listening to the WREL Daily Download and making us part of your morning routine. If you like what you're hearing, please rate us on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast app you use. Another great way to get WREL news is the Morning Briefing Newsletter. It's a daily email waiting in your inbox every morning with Triangle news events and headlines to get you ready for the day. Sign up at WREL.com/newsletter.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.